The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Welcome to the Todd Starnes Show, sponsored by Legacy Precious Metals. There's never been a better time to invest in precious metals. Visit LegacyPMInvestments.com. That's LegacyPMInvestments.com.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's Common Sense Conservative Commentary from Todd Starnes.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Yes, a Friday afternoon. It is the Todd Starnes Show. Jeff Katz, happy to be sitting in for my dear friend Todd. It is a beautiful Friday where I am, and, well, you're listening to the Todd Starnes Show. It's probably a beautiful Friday where you are. We are live from the Liberty University studios. My goodness, there is so much that you and I are going to have to analyze and talk about as we head through the afternoon. Any moment now, we are told we'll see this redacted version of the affidavit that was used to enable the FBI to enter former President Trump's home, Mar-a-Lago. Now, this, in my humble opinion, and by the way, I'm right about this, but in my humble opinion, this has been just ridiculous from word go. I've yet to see anything that amounts to anything except that for what, 6 years now? We've had this unending assault, this battery committed upon the person of Donald John Trump. Now, I understand there are people that don't like him. I get it. All right, I disagree with you, but I get it. We don't all like the same things. Perfect.
I didn't like the tweets, Jeff. They were mean tweets. Oh, my God, the tweets were so mean.
All right. You know, I got to tell you something. I actually agree with you about that every once in a while. There were some tweets where I thought, oh, my gosh, please, you don't need to do that.
Jeff, I don't like his hair.
Well, that I don't care about. I think he goes to the tanning booth. I don't care. I don't think he goes to the tanning booth. Guess what? I don't care. You know what I do care about? I look back on the 4 years that Donald John Trump was president of the United States. I fondly remember gasoline that was affordable, store shelves that were stocked, Americans proud to be Americans, and bad people around the world fearful that if they did something, we would react. I was perfectly okay with all of that. I really was. And now, well, we don't have any of that. Now we've got this weakling, doddering old fool shuffling around the Oval Office in a bathrobe and slippers, trying to figure out when the Murder, She Wrote marathon is coming on, trying to figure out if there's extra tapioca today. Anybody bring in, anybody buy so I can sniff their hair? What? I mean, I just don't get the priorities with this guy. I think he's a lunatic. I really do. But I also think he's a meat puppet. I don't think he's really calling the shots on anything, because I don't think he's capable of calling the shots on anything. This latest debacle, good God, anywhere between $300 and $500 billion he's going to forgive. Well, let me explain this to you. Let's say way back when your kindly Uncle Joe said, I want to lend you some money. Why is that, Uncle Joe? Well, you know, you've been thinking about going to college, and I know it's difficult. You've got the grades, though. You're going to be okay, but my gosh, it's so pricey, so pricey. I want to lend you money. Okay. But here's the deal. I mean, I love you and all, but you're going to have to pay it back. It's not a gift. I want you to understand that. You're going to have to pay it back. Okay. So here you go. Here's $10,000. That's my money, you understand? Yeah, I know. I get it, Uncle Joe. I worked hard for it. No, I get it. And I'm going to make you proud. And I'm going to go to school. And I'm going to do these things. Okay, fantastic. And then you accept this loan from your dear old Uncle Joe. And you invest it in your education. And let's say you get your education. And you now have a career. You're out there doing something in the real world. You're making money. Who knows? Maybe you've gotten to the point where you've gotten married. Maybe now you're thinking, huh, I'd love for us to have kids, wouldn't you? Yeah, it'd be wonderful. But listen, we can't do it right now. Why is that? Well, I still owe Uncle Joe $10,000, and I told him I would repay it, and by God, I'm going to do that. And so you say to your wife, or you say to your husband, hey, listen, I know we were talking about kids, but I think it's going to take us, well, maybe it's this number of months, whatever the payment's going to be, I don't know, but I'm giving Uncle Joe his money back because, by God, he invested in me, and I'm giving it back to him because that's his money. And you go to your kindly old Uncle Joe, who's now a few years older, and he says, you know what? I want you to take that $10,000 that I invested in your education. I want you to clear the books. What? Yeah, it's a gift. You don't have to give it back. Yeah, but Uncle Joe, I know what I told you then, and I meant it then. But I'm looking at how your life's coming together, and you're getting married, and you're getting a house, and you're planning for children, and by God, now it's a gift. And I gave it to you because I earned that money, and now I can erase it, and that's the way it is. Well, that's fine if your kindly old Uncle Joe actually lent you his money, then he can come back and say, you don't have to pay it back. But this delusional, deranged guy in the White House who's just pulling presidential authorities out of his ears, making stuff up.
Well, I've decided I am more the king than the president.
What?
Well, I wear a robe every day. Doesn't that make me the king?
Oh, do you want to be the one to tell him it's not my day? I don't have to. And everybody just sort of ignores him. There's no power for him to do this. None. The explanation, by the way, and it was brilliant that they came up with this because they're really bad people when you think about it. I mean, I know sometimes we think, oh, we disagree with it. No. These are thoroughly bad people. Thoroughly bad people. Completely, totally bad people. And now they're saying, well, We had this 1,000, 2,000, 10,000 page thing that was enacted way back when COVID was around. And on page 673, I kid you not, this education secretary knew exactly the page. 673. How many people read through to page 673? How many people made it through the first six pages? So on page 673, it says, we have emergency powers during an emergency when it's an emergency. I don't know about you. I'm looking around, and unless I've missed it, COVID is kind of done, right? Are we not all at the point where we're thinking, well, you've either had it or you're going to get it. Your doctor is telling you this is kind of the way it is. It's going to be around. Remember, the Spanish flu is still here. Started, what, 100 years ago? And so you're gonna get it. You're gonna get it. Or you've already had it. Or it will be coming soon. And what have you decided? I'm gonna live my life. I'm going to a concert tonight. Heidi and I are celebrating 23 years we've been married. Well, let me rephrase it. We've been happily married 23 years. We've been married like 108. Ah, there you go. No, she's not tuning in for a couple of moments, so. But we are. We're going to a concert. We're going to go see Leonard Skinner, second year in a row. I love it. I mean, I love him. I really do. Leonard Skinner, man, they can still pull off a show like nobody's business. We're going to see him tonight. There's going to be a whole boatload of people there. Now, I'm one of those guys. I got my vaccines. I got my booster. I don't know if I'm going down the malevolent elf rabbit hole, the Fauci idea. What is his latest thing? Like every 11 days you get another booster, and then every second week he's going to come and gently massage your shoulders, or whatever it is. I don't know. I'm going to trust my doctor. And I'm going to live. I got to live. I don't know about you. I'd like to live. So that's what we're going to do. We're going to talk more about this. I want to remind you of a couple of things. Coming up, as soon as we get it, as soon as we get it, the unredacted version of the affidavit, no, the redacted version of the affidavit, oh boy, this is going to be something to see. How much do they blank out? Is it just going to look like one big scribble from somebody's magical marker? I've got a sneaking suspicion that's how it's going to go. We'll get some analysis of that. We've got good friend John Iannarelli. He is a retired FBI special agent. He is not happy with the way that the FBI is going in this day and age. I'm sorry to say that. And it doesn't reflect the BRIC agents, because there are 12,000 FBI special agents. That's it. People think it's much larger. It's not. There are only 12,000 actual special agents. There are 36,000 total employees. And there are a handful of people on the upper floors of the J. Edgar Hoover building in Washington, D.C., who are, that's where trouble seems to be happening. So John Iannarelli is going to be with us. We've got Dave Bratt. Dave is such a brilliant guy, formerly a member of Congress. He was smart enough to ditch that. He's the dean of the business school at Liberty University. Congressman Bob Good, Congressman Chip Roy as well. Yeah, it's all happening today. Quick reminder, social media, The Jeff Katz Show over on Getter, The Jeff Katz Show over on Facebook, and I want you to grab a line as well, 844-747-8868, 844-747-8868. It is Jeff Katz in for Todd. It's the Todd Starn Show.
My friend Mike Lindell has a passion to help everyone get the best sleep of your life. He didn't stop by simply creating the best pillow. Mike created the Giza Dream Bed Sheets. They look and feel great, which means an even better night's sleep for me, which is crucial for my busy schedule. Mike found the world's best cotton called Giza. It's ultra soft and breathable, but extremely durable. Mike's Giza sheets come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. The first night you sleep on the Giza sheet, you will never want to sleep on anything else. Giza Dream Sheets come in a variety of sizes and colors. Mike's latest incredible deal is the sale of the year. For a limited time, you get 50% off the Giza Dream Sheets. You receive a set for as low as $49.99. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener square and use the promo code STARNS. You'll find not only this amazing offer, but also deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the MyPillow mattress topper, MyPillow towel sets, and so much more. Call 800-839-8506 or go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code STARNS.
It's the Todd Starn Show. Jeff Katz, happy to be sitting in for my friend Todd, joining you from the Liberty University studios. A few moments from now, John Iannarelli, retired FBI special agent, is going to be joining us. And right about now, tough time to be an FBI agent. Lots of folks who are ordinarily happy to stand up and defend agents saying, oh my gosh, I'm not crazy about what's going on. And well, we're going to chat with John about that and what happened at Mar-a-Lago. And when we get to see this heavily redacted, that's the words I'm going to use, even before I see it, I can almost guarantee it will be heavily redacted, affidavit that was used to justify the search warrant at Mar-a-Lago. We'll share that with you. By the way, John will join us on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line, which reminds me that now more than ever, frankly, it is important, and I mean vital, to support companies, organizations that share our values. Patriot Mobile, yeah, America's only Christian conservative wireless carrier. Not only do they share our beliefs, they actually do something about it. Patriot Mobile donates a portion of every dollar to organizations that fight for causes that you and I care about. I want you to switch to Patriot Mobile. Now, you use promo code Todd, T-O-T-D. You are going to get free activation, a free gift. Patriot Mobile has the broadest nationwide coverage, uses the same towers other carriers use. They have plans to fit any budget.
budget, along with great discounts for veterans and first responders, real heroes, as well as multi-line users. By the way, switching to Patriot Mobile, super easy. All you do, you head on over to patriotmobile.com/Todd, T-O-D-D, or you call their U.S.-based customer service team at 972-PATRIOT. You get your special discount. You get free premier activation again by using promo code Todd, T-O-D-D. For more details, visit patriotmobile.com/Todd. That's patriotmobile.com/Todd. Or you call them at 972-PATRIOT, 972-PATRIOT. You want to talk about great stuff that is going on? You're about to get $10,000 in the mail. Oh, you're getting a bill for $10,000. I was just joking. It is outrageous, is it not? 844-747-8868. 844-747-8868. Matt is joining us from North Carolina. Good afternoon, Matt.
Jeff?
Yes, sir.
You can hear me? All right.
Yes, sir. Yes.
Oh, I just heard your commercial for Patriot Mobile.
Yeah. This
U.S. Cellular is really disgusting. But anyway, that's why I didn't know if you heard me. I want your opinion on something, as I told Grace. What is more horrendous? Biden forgiving $300 billion of college loan forgiveness,
mm-hmm,
or putting up illegal aliens in five-star hotels and throwing money at them?
Yeah. Well,
all he does is yell, Jeff. This morning I heard him on a different show yelling how great he's doing.
Yeah. Well, but you know what? Here's the thing, Matt. He really probably does think he's doing great. The man is delusional. He's not connected to planet Earth. There's nothing going on there. There are no synapses firing, and the people behind the scenes are just flat out evil. And I don't know, maybe you can tell me why they seem so determined to break the United States of America.
Can't figure that out, Jeff, but I'm waiting to hear that redacted thing. I'm going to listen to Todd's the whole show.
Absolutely. Well, listen, I appreciate that, man, and have a wonderful day in North Carolina. That's Matt checking in, and he's got a good question, right? Which is worse? Not having a border? Because let's not kid ourselves. At the moment, there's no border. There's no southern border. Biden and his crew have simply taken it away. They're not doing it. And you and I are left now dealing with this. I applaud Governor Greg Abbott. I really do. Said, hey, you know what? Leftists in New York, you're in favor of illegal aliens coming in anytime they want. Leftists in D.C., you're in favor of illegal aliens coming in anytime they want. Okay, here's what we're going to do. We're going to send some of these fine folks to you. And now you deal with them. And what's the response from Muriel Bowser, the mayor of the District of Columbia? Oh, my God, we need the National Guard. Twice she's asked for it. She only had a couple of busloads. Governor Abbott is dealing with hundreds of thousands of folks. How about New York City? Eric Adams, the mayor up there, another good, upstanding, uber left-wing Democrat. What does he say? Well, we're going to get everybody signed up for free health care and free cell phones and school and clothing, and we're going to give them cards to buy food with. Oh, and by the way, since they don't have any place to stay, we're going to put them up. Well, where are we going to put them up? We're going to put them up at five-star hotels in New York City. Really? I got a question for you, Mayor Adams. After you pull your head out of the hole in the ground, why don't you put some of the homeless veterans up in those five-star hotels in New York City? Wouldn't that be a better use of the money? I'm just sort of spitballing here. You didn't believe me, by the way. I got three emails already, Jeff@thejeffcatshow.com, Jeff@thejeffcatshow.com, saying there's no way that somebody on Team Biden actually tried to say that this loan thing was legit. Oh, you don't believe me? Here, take a listen to this. Kyle, would you fire up cut number 7, please?
Speaker Pelosi said last year she thought that this was something a president could not do. It would require an act of Congress. So, is this legal?
Yeah, look, the HEROES Act, page 637 to be exact, provides access, gives me the authority to provide a waiver to ensure that Americans are not worse off after an emergency, a national emergency, which the pandemic was.
Hey, I had surgery a couple of years ago. That was pretty much an emergency in my house. Any chance page 638 addresses that? No? Okay. 844-747-8868. 844-747-8868. Make sure you're checking out ToddStarnes.com. Always a thrill for me, Jeff Katz, sitting in for my friend Todd. And this is The Todd Starnes Show.
There's no doubt the nation is facing a financial crisis because of the Biden administration's economic policies. Hi, this is Todd Starnes, and no doubt our economy is in trouble, and you need to take steps to protect yourself. Now, if all your money is tied up in stocks, bonds, and traditional markets, you are vulnerable. Gold is one of the best ways to protect your retirement. No matter what happens, you own your gold. It's real, physical. It's always been valuable since the dawn of time. Legacy Precious Metals is the company I trust for investing in gold, and they can help you roll your retirement account into a gold-backed IRA where you still own the physical gold. They can also ship the gold and precious metals safely and securely to your house. Did you know $1 million worth of gold can actually fit inside a shoebox? Call Legacy at 866-528-1903 or visit them online at legacypminvestments.com. That's legacypminvestments.com.
It is the Todd Starnes Show. Jeff Katz happened to be sitting in for Todd today, live from the Liberty University Studios. It has just been released. I am talking about the affidavit that was filed with this magistrate judge down in South Florida that convinced him a search warrant needed to be issued to search Mar-a-Lago. It's 38, 39 pages long. Take a look at it. Go to ToddStarnes.com, ToddStarnes.com. As I correctly predicted, there are pages of redactions. In other words, a lot of it is just nothing but black magical marker. What is interesting to me is really right at the very beginning, it says introduction and agent, singular, background. So it describes one particular special agent with the FBI, says he received training at the FBI Academy in Quantico, as all special agents do. I'm a little taken aback to see that it's only one agent. Now, maybe that's the way it's filed. 1,000 years ago when I was a police officer, when we made applications for search warrants, I remember that, yes, there was somebody in the lead who would sign, but generally speaking, we kind of included everybody within reason, that somehow, some way was involved in that. Now, I don't see that in the very beginning, but again, at 38, 39 pages, I'm just getting started on this, so I don't want you to believe that I've seen every piece of it. But another thing stands out to me as I'm looking at it, all, at least in the introduction, relates to the National Archives and Records Act, which is not a criminal statute. And one thing I saw that stands out, they talk about in this affidavit on such and such a day, January the 18th, 2021, two moving vans were seen at Mar-a-Lago. Well, no kidding, Sherlock. The president was moving out of the White House. Hey, does anybody really believe for a single solitary second that Donald Trump, President of the United States, went around the office with a box picking stuff up? Are you kidding me? Please. Like he was packing his own boxes? Well, I really like these socks, but I've had them too long. I'm not going to. The man's a billionaire. Well, Jeff, that's not true. He's a half a billionaire. I don't care. Either way you slice it, he's about $1 billion ahead of I am, of where I am. So I know he's not packing his own boxes. I know he's not picking up stuff going, well, I really like this, I don't like that. You've got movers. Teams and teams and teams of movers going in. They pack stuff up. They put it in boxes. It gets taken out to the truck. On the other end, some other people take it off the truck. I'm sorry. Unless there's something further along in here, I just don't see it. The investigation began, listen to this, the investigation began as a result of a referral from the United States Archives and Records Administration, February the 9th, 2022. Jeez, who's in charge of that on February the 9th, 2022? All right, well, anyway. As recently as June, lawyers for former President Trump and the Department of Justice and the National Records Administration were meeting at Mar-a-Lago to review things in boxes. To say, hey, you know, this stuff is actually classified or it's this or that, we need it back. And what happened? The Trump lawyers said, well, yeah, go ahead, you can take it. And what did they get then? 10, 15 boxes of things? It didn't seem to me like there was any lack of cooperation. Now, you know, the leak was that somehow, some way, there were nuclear codes. There was nuclear information in all of this. Let's say that's the case. No, seriously, for the sake of argument, let's say that's the case. You really think it makes sense to wait 18 months to get that back? I mean, that seems to me like that's an unforced error on your part. 18 months to get it back? Something's wrong. This whole thing stinks to high heaven. There's more to this, and my friend Joe Moreno, who is, as you know, the smartest lawyer on God's green earth, is going to be with us probably about 10 minutes from now. Giving him the time to take a look at this and see what he thinks of it. You have to understand something about Joe. Joe has been a U.S. attorney. He's been legal counsel to the FBI. He is a judge advocate in the United States Army. He knows the law. He knows it. And so he'll take a look at this. He's been involved in more affidavits for search warrants and the rest than you can shake a finger at. So he will be with us again. I'm just looking at the clock here. About 10 minutes from now, and give us his insight, his analysis of this. I'm sitting here really as a layman. I've never served in the federal law enforcement ranks. I'm not an attorney, but gosh, it just looks to me like there's not much here. And it does look to me like it's kind of sort of like a fishing expedition, which bothers me. It bothers me so deeply. The hatred and contempt that some people have for former President Trump. It's wrong. And it's wrong on every single stinking level. Everyone. And yet, well, there it is. There it is. So again, Joe Moreno, the smartest lawyer on God's green earth, will be with us in a couple of moments to give his analysis. I want you to take a look at this. Now, I want you to look through it now. Go to toddstarnes.com. Toddstarnes.com. Go there right now. You take a look at this. You tell me what you see there. Is there anything there? Am I missing it? Maybe I'm just missing everything that's there. If you spot something, you give us a shout, 844-747-8868, 844-747-8868. Can I give you another little snippet here? We're talking about the forgiveness. You know, crazy old Uncle Joe said, you don't have to pay me back the money I lent you years ago. And you're going, well, you didn't lend it to me. Oh, you don't have to pay it back anyway. You know those other people who lent it to you? Yeah, I'm forgiving your debt. How can you do that? Well, I am the king. Really? Sure, why not? Anybody want to tell him he's not? Well, we keep telling him, Jeff, and he just keeps forgetting. Oh, okay. Elizabeth Warren, another good, upstanding Uber leftist. Somebody who's far better than you are, far better than I am. She was asked about this a while ago. A dad said, hey, I already paid off my daughter's student loan. You got 10 grand or 20 grand or any money for me? How about cut number one, please?
Hello. I just want to ask one question. My daughter's getting out of school. I've saved all my money. She doesn't have any student loan. Am I going to get my money back?
Of course not.
So you're going to pay for people who didn't save any money, and those of us that did the right thing get screwed.
No, it's not even like that.
Of course we did. My buddy had fun, bought a car, went on vacations. I saved my money. He made more than I did. But I worked a double shift, worked extra. My daughter's work, she was 10. So you're laughing. Yeah, that's exactly what you're doing. We did the right thing, and we get screwed.
I appreciate
that. That's right.
You don't appreciate anything, madam. And you are laughing at that guy, and you're laughing at everybody who did the right thing. I'll tell you who else who might be laughing right about now are the people who put together this affidavit. I think it's outrageous. Our good friend Todd Starnes, who, you know, is the owner, the operator of this fine little program, has been looking at the affidavit. You'll find it at ToddStarnes.com. And Todd, even on a day off, is working. Todd, appreciate you you weighing in.
Yeah, Jeff, show sounded great, and thanks for filling in today. I've had a chance to scroll through the affidavit, which our managing editor, Caleb Bark, has posted over at the website, ToddStarnes.com. Look, this is, you're going to find nothing jaw-dropping here, except the fact that the FBI redacted just about everything. And mm-hmm. it's really, I wonder how many black magic markers they went through, marking through all of these documents. Jeff, the FBI even redacted the reason why they wanted to redact things.
Gosh. Oh, my gosh. It's embarrassing. And it's an affront to every single one of us who cares about President Trump and the rule of law, don't you think?
Yeah. So Sean Davis put it like this. He's one of the co-founders of The Federalist. Yeah. And he said Biden's Justice Department literally told a federal court the FBI had to raid Trump's house because a CBS News article saw trucks at Mar-a-Lago when Trump was president.
Yeah. Yes. Okay. So I wasn't imagining it. I wasn't crazy. I saw that and I thought, no, that can't be it. Yeah. The CBS station in Miami showed moving trucks and all of a sudden the FBI has to raid it. It just smells to high heaven, my friend.
Yes, and I hope the American people see through this, but again, it's very disturbing, especially when you throw in the interview that Mark Zuckerberg did with Joe Rogan yesterday, where he admitted, and of course, they sort of played it, they didn't go as far as they probably should have. Zuckerberg said, yeah, the FBI met with us, and they told us there are some concerns that there might be a Russian, you know, hoax coming, and it might be about Hunter's laptop. And then, of course, a couple of days later, the New York Post story drops about the laptop. But what I suspect really happened was, I mean, when the FBI shows up at the owner's house and wants to have a conversation, that's a big deal, and that's sending a message. And it looks to me like the FBI actually intimidated Facebook into blocking or at least suppressing most of the coverage about that laptop.
It's outrageous. Every single part of it is outrageous. Todd, I know when you're back on Monday, boy, you're going to be diving into this with a million different angles, and I'm thrilled that ToddStarnes.com has the full thing. Do me a favor. I mean, I know you're off, but as you continue to analyze it and look at it this afternoon, let us know what you're seeing. I'll be doing it in between segments. We got Joe Moreno, a former U.S. attorney, joining us on your program in a couple of minutes to give his analysis, but just a gut check for me, my friend. This thing stinks to high heaven.
Just more evidence. We need to defund and dismantle the FBI. If they come knocking at your door, don't answer. Call your lawyer. Don't talk to them.
Todd, I appreciate you checking in, my friend. That, of course, is Todd Starnes. Even on a day off. Even on a day off, Todd is working. This is one of the things I love about him. Todd is always, and I mean 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, analyzing this. Joe Moreno, former U.S. attorney, former legal counsel to the FBI, will join us with his analysis of this. It's going to be absolutely brilliant, brilliant stuff. And a retired FBI special agent will be with us about 20 minutes from now with his sense of this. It just doesn't feel good, does it? It really doesn't. Go and read the affidavit right now. Go to ToddStarnes.com, ToddStarnes.com. If you want to hit me up on social media, The Jeff Katz Show over on Getter, The Jeff Katz Show over on Facebook, and always feel free to shoot me an email, Jeff@TheJeffKatzShow.com. It is Jeff Katz in for Todd, and this is The Todd Starnes Show.
Uncle Tom 2 is the eye-opening documentary everyone in America should see. Todd Stearns here, and Uncle Tom 2 offers a compelling and brave analysis of the true history of Black America, the cultural shift from prosperity, integrity, and faith to its current perceived state of anger, discontent, and victimhood. Uncle Tom 2 offers historical footage, photos, correspondence, and data to reveal the genuine strides of Black America in the 20th century, the deliberate Marxist strategy to create racial tension and replace God with government, and the NAACP's sinister agenda. Don't miss Uncle Tom 2 from executive producer Larry Elder and director Justin Malone with Brandon Tatum and Vodi Bakum and Chad O. Jackson. Watch the movie on demand or buy the DVD now at SalemNow.com. That's SalemNow.com, SalemNow.com.
It is the Todd Starn Show. Jeff Katz, happy to be sitting in for my friend Todd. It has been released now, the affidavit filed by an FBI agent seeking a search warrant of Mar-a-Lago. We all remember when this happened. President Trump and his team have said, let's release the whole thing. The Department of Justice said, well, we got to go through and look at stuff. The magistrate judge who issued this, Reinhardt, said, okay, you've got until noon, and they took their sweet time, but it's here. I don't fully understand all of it, and there are so many things blacked out on it. I'm a little confused. So I said, let me find somebody who would get it. The smartest lawyer on God's green earth is my dear friend Joe Moreno, a brilliant, brilliant man. I'm just going to remind everybody, served U.S. attorney, legal counsel to the FBI, in the United States Army as an attorney. I mean, he knows his stuff. And Joe, I appreciate you joining us on such short notice. I know you're slammed, but you've had a chance to take a look at this. What is it, 38, 39 pages total, but it seems like half of it is blacked out anyway.
Jeff, you know, you're so complimentary of my legal skills. I'm also testing my speed reading skills today, right? I mean, getting through this. I think we all are. Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of text that we can see. There's a lot of text that we can't see. It's not a surprise, right? We sort of figured Judge Reinhardt would kind of split the difference, and this way he can say he's released something, but he kind of gave the Justice Department what they wanted and didn't give out everything. Mm-hmm. My first pass, I mean, it's kind of what I expected, right? We don't know, I don't believe we know a lot more after skimming through this document than we did half an hour ago. I mean, we already could discern a lot from what we've known over the last 2 weeks, right? We knew the Justice Department was hanging its hat on the fact that they alleged classified documents. We knew the three statutes that they cited. We knew from correspondence released by the National Archives, or at least we learned about it from the National Archives this week, that there was this back and forth going on for a while. And so this confirms a lot of that, right? It confirms a lot. But it also doesn't really give us any more insights into why the government, you know, is moving forward with this and what they ultimately plan to do about this.
Right. Right. Well, one of the things that really jumped out at me, Joe, and again, I'm not a learned attorney, but the FBI agent who filed this said, hey, we saw on a Miami television station that there were two moving vans at Mar-a-Lago. And I'm thinking, well, the guy's moving. How on earth is this probable cause, and what are the exigent circumstances here to warrant a warrant?
Well, yeah, so I agree. That moving van point is pretty strange, and it's kind of weak sauce, it seems like. Yeah. And as far as the exigency issue, that's still an issue. I mean, that's still, you know, okay, so Donald Trump didn't do himself a lot of favors this week, but based on some of the information that came out, because, you know, it does seem like the government has bolstered its argument that it did take steps before it executed the search warrant. But that being said, it still doesn't really address why it took this long, right? Yeah. And so that really cuts against the argument that if the government was so concerned about what's in these documents, why did they wait all these months? Why did they even have 2 weeks to execute the search warrant from the judge? Why did they wait even the weekend between the day the warrant was authorized on Friday and the time that the raid was executed on Monday? So, you know, I continue to believe, Jeff, this is a records dispute between the archives and the former president. I do not think this will be the basis for a prosecution. I don't think there's any appetite to do that. I think a prosecution would have a lot of trouble. I think you get into the weeds about declassification authority and intent, and I don't think that's really, you know, where the Justice Department wants to go in an unprecedented case against a former president. I think they got their records back. I think they're perfectly happy to keep the possibility of a prosecution dangling out there, and we've seen this before. You know, and I'm thinking of course, the Russia Mueller probe. But I think that's all the more reason why they owe us now a further some closure here. Look, if you want to bring a case, bring a case. If you don't, shut this down. But there don't keep it dangling out there.
Exactly. Joe, I hate to do it. I'm out of time. And thank you so much, my friend, for speed reading through that and joining us. I want everybody to look at this. Go to ToddStarnes.com. It is, strikes me as nothing short of insane. Jeff Katz in for Todd. This is The Todd Starnes Show.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-702-5400. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-702-5400. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-702-5400.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's favorite gun-toting, Bible-clinging, deplorable American.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah. It is the Todd Starnes Show. Jeff Katz, happy to be sitting in for my friend Todd. We are live from the Liberty University studios, and if you've not read it yet, and again, I mean, it's so heavily redacted. There's so much stuff that's not there. But take a look at it. Go to ToddStarnes.com. Of course, I'm talking about this affidavit filed by an FBI special agent asking for permission to execute this search warrant at Mar-a-Lago. And I am puzzled by some of it. It seems to me, and look, I'm purely a layman here, but as I look through it, and moments ago we chatted with Joe Moreno, former U.S. attorney, and he concurs with me. I mean, just a lot of this seems to be a dispute about some records. And I think the implication, which I just think is insane, is that somehow, some way, former President Trump was packing boxes and moving them like in the back of his minivan. I think it's nuts. I just think all of it is nuts. And I think it reflects so poorly on so many great members of the FBI. That's what bothers me more than anything else. Well, it's pretty high on the list. I'm blessed. I know a lot of current FBI agents. I know a lot of retired FBI agents. And I got to tell you, these are the best of the best. Amazing men and women, the salt of the earth. And this just, unfortunately, splatters all of them and makes their job that much more difficult. It's already a hard job. 12,000 of these brick agents out there doing what needs to be done. But this looks bad for everybody. John Iannarelli is one of those fine men. He served as a special agent in the FBI. He's retired now, and I'm happy to say he's joining us to give us a little insight into what happened with his affidavit and the way it was executed at Mar-a-Lago, but also about how it's hitting current and former agents. John, thanks for being here.
Jeff, thanks for having me.
So let's dive right into this, man. You know, we're looking now at this affidavit. It's online, 38, 39 pages, redacted. Everything seems to be X'd out. But there's one part that says this is initiated because somebody saw a television news report in Miami that showed two moving vans near Mar-a-Lago. I mean, is that great investigation? What am I missing here, man?
I'm missing a lot. I just got done reading the affidavit, and I have many questions, including how many magic markers did they need to do all the redacting? That up to 38 pages, it took me about 2 minutes to read because there's not a lot of information there. The fact that there's moving vans, I would guess there's moving vans in one capacity or another every day at Mar-a-Lago because of the size of the complex and all the stuff that goes on there. There has to be more information. There has to be more allegations that were put forth by a source or somebody somewhere. And that's what's redacted. We don't know what those allegations are. And, Jeff, this is my concern. Sources bring information to the FBI all the time.
Right.
Not all the time is that information accurate and correct. I want to know, how was the source vetted? How did they ascertain, hey, this is legitimate information? There's really important due diligence, because if I listened to every source out there, I would have been running around arresting a lot of innocent people. Sources have all different reasons and agendas. Maybe it's legit, but until we get to see an unredacted affidavit, we're not going to know.
It's a great point. John Iannarelli is joining us on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line, retired FBI special agent. What's your sense with Zuckerberg now? Mark Zuckerberg from Facebook says, hey, FBI agents came to us and said, you probably don't want to cover this Hunter Biden laptop story and let posts up about it because we're pretty sure it's Russian disinformation. Is that standard operating procedure?
It's not, and I have some real questions for Mr. Zuckerberg. Number one, he says FBI agents came to him. Well, there's a whole procedure in place. If I'm going to go to news outlets, I'm not just going to go to Facebook and ignore everybody else. There's going to be an official document probably vetted through the Department of Justice and prepared and sent out to media outlets to make them aware. A couple of agents who have numerous reasons to be at Facebook on any given day because of various investigations, if somebody happened to say something, hey, you know, there's going to be a lot of Russian disinformation, that's not an official statement by the FBI. The other thing that has me of great concern, when you listen to what Zuckerberg had to say, well, the FBI warned us about this, so therefore we made the information available, we just didn't make it that available. Well, either you're making it available or you're not making it available. So you're telling me you kind of hid it? What are you doing there? You're basically hiding information that you don't want certain people to see and telling me you'll put other information that is politically expedient out there for everyone to see. It's politics.
All right. And as you looked at the execution of that search warrant at Mar-a-Lago, and we're told it was 39 agents and they were there for 10 hours, does that strike you as ordinary, reasonable? Was that out of the realm of realistic search warrant execution?
So, Jeff, you said it best in the beginning when you talked about the rank-and-file brick agents out there doing their job. And I feel for those guys who were dispatched to do this. As you know, your boss tells you you're doing something, you have legal documents, you got to go do it. Right. Yeah, it's a big property. I have gone on search warrants of small condos where I'll have 10 agents and we'll still be there 5 or 6 hours because you've got to document everything you take. You've got to take a picture of everything you find in the place that it's found to prove that you found it there. All of that takes time. When you look at the size of Mar-a-Lago, the number of boxes they came away with, 40 agents in 10 hours. That sounds about right.
Okay. Okay. Well, I want to make that clear because I have heard a lot of folks saying it seemed like it was overkill and it was too much. All right. So you're saying that is that's a reasonable thing. Joe Moreno had joined us a couple of moments ago, former U.S. attorney, and he was actually legal counsel to the FBI for a period of time. And he said that he really thought, as he read this affidavit, John, he said, you know, it just strikes me as a dispute over records. And I know that there's so much redacted, as you've pointed out, but do you get the sense that that's ultimately what this is, that they had records that the National Archives wanted, and for whatever reason they decided it couldn't be solved any other way?
When I read that, I was sort of flashing back to times in my career where I would go to the U.S. Attorney's office and say, I want to get a search warrant, I want to get an arrest warrant. And I was cautioned, you know, all of that is pretty much the last resort. There's other ways we can negotiate this. And as I looked at this, I didn't see anything that jumped out at me. Now, of course, a lot's redacted, so who knows? But yeah, when you think of all the other ways for the average citizen you can resolve problems, and you're going to go to this level for a former president, it seems to me that unless we're missing something that, for whatever reason, the government doesn't want us to know about, why did they go to this point? And let's remember, it's not the FBI that goes to that point. It has to be the Department of Justice that says, this is what you're going to do. The FBI does not get to do anything unless the Department of Justice attorney signs off on it first. So this is being driven quite a bit. And again, I think the FBI is being put in this awful position where it's political.
Yeah. Yeah. John Iannarelli, a retired FBI special agent, joining us on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. John, in conclusion, let me ask you, because we have referenced the frontline guys, 12,000 special agents, the real brick agents that are out there doing the job, not the guys on the top floor of the Hoover Building and the rest of it. What is their sense as they go into work today as all of this is swirling around their agency?
So the people that I speak with on a regular basis, like, I just want to do my job. I want to keep people safe. And they're dedicated servants. They really believe in the mission of the FBI. Unfortunately, the politics is making it difficult. Half of the country trusts the FBI. The other half does not. And yet those same agents have to go out and deal with counterterrorism matters today. They have to deal with governments like North Korea that want to do us harm. Somebody somewhere is having a child kidnapped, and they need the FBI to come to their rescue.
Yeah.
We need to have the public's faith in the FBI, and the first step in that is getting the politics out of the FBI.
Would you replace the current FBI director?
In a heartbeat. You know, if I was director of the FBI, the first thing I would have said when this was proposed, hey, you wound up putting together a special committee with Robert Mueller when you decided you wanted to do an investigation. If you feel this is so essential, put a special group together, have somebody head it up, but leave the FBI out of politics because we need to be independent. And even if it's, let's assume that it's really serious and something needs to be done about it, the FBI still needs to be able to do business the next day on all those other matters I just talked about. They need to be above the appearance of politics. It would have been very easy to put together a special group to go and do something like this if it was really necessary. I think the problem is, were the facts there to put a special group together, or was it easier just to say we're going to have the FBI do this? I think it's a huge mistake, and the director of the FBI should have never allowed it to happen. I'd rather be the director who was fired for refusing an order from the attorney general than be someone who hurts the reputation of the FBI by having it appear political.
Fair enough. John, I appreciate you being here. I'm going to remind everybody, FBIJohn.com is your website, FBIJohn.com. That is John Iannarelli. He is a retired FBI special agent. Again, check out his website, FBIJohn.com. His sense of this affidavit, his sense of what the FBI is involved in here, he believes as a result of the Attorney General and the FBI Director, I think is Really, really, really insightful. We've got our good friend Dave Bratt's going to join us, talk about this student loan forgiveness. Hey, it's great. $10,000 free. We don't have them. We'll just print more. What could possibly go wrong? If you haven't seen the affidavit, the Mar-a-Lago search warrant affidavit yet, go to ToddStarnes.com. ToddStarnes.com. And you're always more than welcome to jump in. 844-747-8868. 844-747-8868. Jeff Katz in for Todd. It is the Todd Starnes Show. It is the Todd Starnes Show. Jeff Katz, happy to be sitting in for my friend Todd, joining you from the Liberty University studios. In fact, I remind you, coming up from Liberty University, my friend Dave Bratt had served as a member of Congress representing my area. I'm in Central Virginia. News Radio WRVA is where you'll find me on a regular basis, and we're so happy, we're pleased, we're honored to be Todd's affiliate in Central Virginia. A lot of Todd Starnes fans here in Central Virginia. So Dave will be with us in just a couple of moments. He's now the dean of the business school at Liberty University. He, of course, will be joining us on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. And you've got a chance to join us, 844-747-8868, 844-747-8868. If you have not yet seen the affidavit, 38 pages long, about 20 pages of it is just crossed out. Go to ToddStarnes.com, ToddStarnes.com. By the way, I would do that quickly because there are so many people that are going to be looking at this and hearing about it now for the first time and headed to ToddStarnes.com. I want to make sure you get a chance to look at it. I know that Judith, who is listening to WDUN in Georgia, has one or two assessments of the situation. Judith, welcome to the Todd Starnes Show.
Thank you so much.
Pleasure is mine.
I would like to ask a few questions. When the Clintons left the White House, they erased and destroyed every computer that was in the White House, but nobody ever asked why they needed to do that. Also, Biden, I want to say that you don't have to have a leak to say that you have a leak to which you would need an excuse to do something. Mm-hmm. Also, I think Biden more money from China than he does from the United States. Now, with a lawyer, with a husband and wife, they would say that was a conflict of interest. And it seems to me like that would be a conflict of interest in the United States. And yeah, who makes, and for the electric cars that he's pushing to get up, who yeah makes these cars and who puts out the car parts of these cars? China yeah does.
Sure does.
So, To me, that is a full conflict of interest the Bidens has with the United States.
No question about it. I appreciate the call, Judith. Thank you so much. Judith joining us from Georgia, listening on WDUN. Marvelous, marvelous radio station. So you need to take a look at the affidavit. Simple as that. And it's not the only thing that's happening, but it just was released about an hour or so ago. It's not going to take you a lot of time because, as I said, about half of it has been, quote, redacted, which is a law school speak for crossed it out. I'm troubled by every single solitary part of this. I really am. I am troubled to hear folks who ordinarily would be on the side of law and order saying, well, you know, what's the big deal? I'm troubled by folks who ordinarily would be supporters of law enforcement saying, hey, I don't trust those guys anymore. This is a bad situation. And let me tell you something. It is a creation of Joe Biden and Merrick Garland. Merrick Garland is the most biased political attorney general we've seen in the United States, I think, since John Mitchell served in the Nixon administration. This is a bad, bad situation, any way that you slice it. And now, as Bidenflation is raging, oh, I'm sorry, I did read, I think it was probably CNN. You know, I watch CNN and MSNBC, so you don't have to. You're welcome. But the headline was inflation easing or something like that. I said, really? What am I looking at here? And, oh, sure enough, it's down now to a mere 6.5%. I'm going to remind you that's still 6.5% higher than it was last year at this time. Oh, it's not bad at all. It's not? 40% of American families now say they cannot afford to keep their grocery shopping at the same level. They're cutting back. Depending on where you are right about now, kids are either back in school or getting ready to go back in school. Here in our community, we're in Hanover County, Virginia. Beautiful place, by the way. I got to get Todd out here to join us on the deck. Just sit out and relax for a little bit. Because I'm telling you, even when the man is off, he's working. But here in Hanover, our kids are going back in another week or so. There are people going to the supermarket and they're doing math. And the math involves cold cuts, right? We have to make lunches for the kids. Ordinarily, you'd have three slices of meat and one slice of cheese. Well, that's not going to be possible now. Now it's going to be two slices of meat. Or we're going to take off the cheese. Used to be five schmears of peanut butter. Now it's going to be three because people are hurting, and that's because of Joe Biden. We'll talk about Bidenflation with a man who understands it, Dave Bratt, the dean of the Liberty University Business School, just moments from now. Jeff Katz in for Todd. This is the Todd Starn Show. Todd Starn Show, Jeff Katz, happy to be sitting in for my friend Todd, live from the Liberty University studios. I'm going to remind you, today marks 1 year, since 13 American heroes were killed at the airport in Kabul. Have we forgotten them? Have we forgotten their sacrifice, their service, their bravery? I hope not. Have we forgotten who's responsible for that? Gosh, I hope not. If you want to take a look at the affidavit, I mean, obviously we have been talking about this throughout the day as it's broken. We'll continue to talk about it. I just think it's sketchy. I really do. I think the whole thing relates to a handful of records that from my appraisal, and I could certainly be wrong, but from my appraisal, it sure seems like President Trump's legal team was cooperating, and they were turning over what folks had asked to be turned over, as has been pointed out many times by others who are much smarter than I am. The President of the United States has the ability to declassify anything that he wants to declassify whenever he wants to declassify it. And what did President Trump say? I declassified all this stuff. Okay, well, I mean, again and again and again and again, it just seems to me that we are looking at folks who are just hell-bent for leather to attack former President Trump and keep him off the ballot going forward. That, I believe, is what this is all about. I really do. I think it is all about making sure that he's canceled. You know, we've seen that in a lot of areas, and we'll talk more about that. President of the United States also said, hey, guess what? I'm the king, and I can forgive any amount of student loan debt, even though I didn't actually lend it to you. Seems a little nuts, doesn't it? Well, Dave Bratt formerly served in the House of Representatives. He, of course, now is the dean of the Liberty University Business School. He knows a thing or two about economics, and he is joining us right now on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Dave, hello, my friend.
Jeff, Katz, Darns, all my buddies together at once. Great day.
All we need right about now is a large pitcher of iced tea and some sunshine. We'd be good to go.
Yes, sir. Friday in the afternoon.
Oh, brother, absolutely. So let me ask you, Dave, I'm looking at this, and again, I'm not as familiar with this as you are, but does the President of the United States have the ability to say, nah, forget about it, you don't really owe us that money?
I mean, constitutionally he doesn't, but it's all a function of resistance, right? The whole country was set up contesting power, and if one side just asserts power and the other side doesn't check it, you got a problem. So I mean, this thing will go to the courts, and it'll come back being a no, but the damage done in the meantime is significant, right? And so
it, right.
the fascinating thing for me is the people following these issues, right? I hope everybody knows the country is going in the wrong direction. I mean, the stats are through the roof on that, right? 70-80%. And the more and more of your life you give to government, it seems the more and more is going off course. I hope people get this. And so we've handed over everything to the federal government. And when it comes to education, the important matter there is, you know, first of all, it's a misallocation of funding. Your local schools know much better what to do, and the parents know even better.
Mm-hmm.
And overwhelming economic evidence is that our productivity in this country has been going straight down for 40 years. And you can go to Northwestern University, Robert Gordon. He's the productivity guru for the country. He's probably not a conservative, but he's not crazy, right? He just follows the data and does economics for the last 40 years.
Right.
And so straight down, and then last week and the month before at all-time lows.
Yeah.
Right? And so this helps you to answer the question, knowing that productivity is so low, because the government's coming out and saying, hey, the labor force is great, and the numbers have gone up, you know, a bit. But GDP is growth, right? The amount of stuff you make, which is what really matters, is negative. And so how do those two fit together? Well, the answer is we're hiring a bunch of folks who are not being productive. And so productivity is kind of the answer to all this. And then why is productivity negative? Because we're not training our students in.
Right.
Computing, engineering, and mathematics and STEM stuff. And China and India are smart enough not to go down this road.
Mm-hmm.
And China and the Marxist folks over in the Soviet Union and Russia now have been sending us these cultural war items to get our kids out of sync, right? No one likes the crazy cultural stuff better than they do.
That's right. They
prop up some of the craziness along with our own culture. And so we're just way off the mark, and I hope the American people are finally starting to wake up, but it's still not clear to me.
Yeah, that's a great point. Dave Brand is joining us at the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. He's the dean of the business school at Liberty University, former member of the House of Representatives, professor for years and years and years. So where do you think this winds up? I keep hearing it's going to go to the Supreme Court, and I guess that's where winds up. Is there any mechanism that you've seen, Dave, on the part of the federal government that says, okay, well, you just fill out this form and send it to us, and we're going to wipe this out, or are they waiting for it to go to the court?
No, I think they'll enact it right now. The leftists know how to take the bull by the horns and take action. And our leadership, you know, is at present saying they're not happy with some of our candidates, so we might as well just lose. So it's quite a difference in leadership strategy. And so, yeah, they'll implement whether it's constitutional or not. And then, after November, if the House changes, which all the experts expect it will, over to Republican control, then they'll have budget votes. And they'll say, we're not going to produce a budget until you take this crazy stuff out of it.
Okay.
And so that's the first opportunity to have a serious budget battle and make some compromises on the crazy stuff.
So mentioning crazy stuff and wanting to lose, I don't know why I'm drawn to Mitch McConnell over in the Senate.
Yeah, I don't know how that happened, right?
I don't know, but it's like this. It's like the magnetic North Pole is pulling me in. Is it just him thinking, hey, you know what? I've still got a cushy office. I'm making big bucks. I don't have to break my rear end as the majority leader does. I just show up every once in a while. Is that what this is all about?
Well, you're familiar with the Judeo-Christian tradition and this thing called the fall. So, yes, all of us are susceptible to significant degrees of self-interest, right? So that's the more important factor probably is that they like the leaders in the House and the Senate. They count votes for leadership. So they don't care, and they probably don't want to win huge and have a 70-vote margin of Freedom Caucus folks who want to balance the budget. If that happens, they're out of power, right? They like it better when they're in the navigator seat controlling all the special interest money. And that is the revolution that's taking place right now. We'll see if that holds, because I think they're in for a shock. I think there's a populist party emerging with Republicans and Democrats and centrists and race and genders and everybody with common sense.
That's right.
And they're just going to say, hey, I just want our country back. And I don't think it was so bad before. In fact, I think it was kind of good.
Yeah.
And so these leaders are opposing the will of the people when they say that, right? When McConnell says, I'm not sure if you're giving us the best candidates, he's saying that to you. Right?
Yeah.
It's the most condescending talk down to the we're supposedly in a democratic, you know, republic. And they're talking down to you. They're saying you don't make the decisions, I do.
Yeah.
And so it's shocking.
Well, you know, the candidate I gave them was this guy Brad over in the 7th Congressional District. But, you know, I mean, nobody, they weren't listening to me. But, you know, I think you think you wound up okay. I know. Oh, please.
My own side. I got kicked out of the members' dining room. It got so bad.
Ah! Well, Dave, anytime you tootle back to Central Virginia, you're always welcome at the Katz family dining room. Make no mistake about that.
Brother. Yeah, no, God bless you. And I got a bunch of great friends back there that love God and country and family and normalcy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We love you, too. Listen, I appreciate you making some time for us, trying to make some sense out of what is really, at best, nonsensical. And we do love you in Central Virginia, and we do miss you in Central Virginia. And I hope you and that beautiful family have an absolutely blessed weekend. And I look forward to talking again soon.
Yep. Thank you, brother. Hey, and everybody out there, keep the faith. We have a vast majority, but you got to act like it. All right?
Absolutely.
There's your benediction. God bless you all. See you soon.
I love it. That is Dave Brad. He is the dean of the business school at Liberty University, and a great, great educational institution. If you're not familiar with Liberty, just look him up online. Of course, we join you every day. Todd joins you every day from the Liberty University studios, and Dave was joining us in the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Something else I just want to pass along. I think it's very, very important. We've been talking about inflation and just how difficult it is that for all of us, right? We're going to the grocery store. We're seeing it at the gas pumps. The market is just all over the place. And everybody seems to be living paycheck to paycheck. But here's the worst of the worst. Seniors are actually struggling to survive. But it's not time for them to panic. No, it's time to act. AMAC, the Association of Mature American Citizens, will help you save money on things like cell phone plans, travel, restaurants. But AMAC does much more than offer the senior discounts. Your membership will support their nonprofit. AMAC Action takes the challenges against our Constitution, and a free market takes them right to Capitol Hill. How difficult is joining? Well, actually, it's very, very easy. You just go to amac.us/starns, and you can start saving today. 2.3 million Americans have already joined AMAC, and you should as well. AMAC cares about you. They care about America. So you want to save money? You want to support conservative causes? Of course you do. You go to amac.us/starns. Only $16 per year. And here's some great news. Anyone can join. Once again, go to amac.us/starns. That's amac.us/starns. While you're online, please go to toddstarns.com. Take a look at this affidavit that was filed. It's not going to take you that long because there's so much that's been crossed out. It's crazy. And if you are online noodling around, I'm going to ask a favor. I sure am. Head on over to Getter, and if you would, follow The Jeff Katz Show. Now, Todd's got 8 billion people following him. I've only got a couple of dozen, I know, but I'd love to have you be one of them. The Jeff Katz Show on Getter, The Jeff Katz Show on Facebook. And you may not realize it, but today is National Dog Day. And as a very proud owner of 2 canines, I have posted my own personal canine. See, each of us, Heidi and I, sort of have our own dogs, but Pixie is mine. She's a delightful puppy. She is the best puppy in the history of puppies, and I did put a photo of her up for National Dog Day. If you're on Facebook, look for Radio Katz over there, okay? 844-747-8868, 844-747-8868. That's how you join the conversation. Love to have you here. Jeff in for Todd. It is the Todd Starn Show. Todd Starn Show, Jeff Katz, so happy to be sitting in for my friend Todd, and man, oh man, what a day for Todd to take off. lest you think Todd is really off. I'm just here to tell you, because I've known Todd, I've been friends with Todd for, well, it's a long time. It's a long time. Even on his days off, he's working, and he's probably working harder than six people that you know. That's how good he is. We've been talking about this affidavit, obviously, as I join you from the Liberty University studios. I want to continue with that, folks. We've got a couple of great folks joining us in a couple of moments. As a matter of fact, Congressman Bob Good, Congressman Chip Roy, they're all over this and so many other things. Right now, Gene is joining us at 844-747-8868. He's joining us from Iowa. Hello, Gene.
Hello. I just had a comment, actually. I'm thinking that after November, if things go the way we expect them to, mm-hmm. that we're going to see people leaving Washington like rats leaving a sinking ship. I mean, we've already got one, the elf, leaving right away.
I know, and Ron DeSantis says, chuck them over the Potomac, right?
That's right, that's right. Oh, I've got one. I don't want to, I hope this doesn't cause any grief, but I thought you were a spy. When I turned in the radio, I got started late listening to the show, and you sounded just like Stein to me.
Huh. Well, I've got no accent. I'll take a comparison to anybody as long as they are upright and breathing. So I take no offense at that whatsoever. Gene, I appreciate the call, though. Gene, check it in. I don't know. This is how I sound, good, bad, or indifferent. I think sometimes it's not nearly as good, but, you know, what are you going to do, right? We've got so much that we continue to handle. I'm going to remind you, you're always welcome to jump in, 844-747-8868, 844-747-8868. And I don't want to lecture, I don't want to hector, I don't want to bug you, but I am going to poke you and remind you that the entire affidavit now is available at toddstarns.com. Toddstarns.com. That is where you go. Now, you ought to be spending time at toddstarns.com every single day anyway, so that you know what's going on in the world, so that you know exactly what is happening in D.C. especially. It's just a cesspool. It is an absolute, utter cesspool. And President Trump was right when he said we need to drain the swamp. And that is exactly why so many in that professional D.C. swamp-dwelling life want to get him. They hate him. Now, in reality, they hate us. Oh, they hate us. Make no mistake about it. They despise us. We get in the way of all their plans. We hold these pesky elections, and sometimes we don't even do what we're told. They told us we were supposed to vote for Hillary Clinton, and we didn't. We just sometimes actually exercise our franchise and make a decision for ourselves, and it screws everything up for them. So, a couple of folks also sent me very, very kind notes. Jeff@thejeffcatshow.com. Jeff@thejeffcatshow.com. Jeff, the last time you were on, you mentioned something about your Give, Send, Go campaign. How's that going? Hey, it's going pretty well. What it is, it's givesendgo.com/helpjeffhelp. So this is a shameless plug for me, right? givesendgo.com/helpjeffhelp. But what I'm trying to do is I'm trying to raise some money and get some very, very specialized training that would help me to help other families that have special needs kiddos like my daughter Julia. And it ain't cheap. I'll just tell you that. It ain't cheap, and I am a working guy. So I'm doing one of these. Give, Send, Go is a faith-based crowdfunding thing, so that's why I decided to go with them. They're good people, in my opinion. Anyway, if you want to check it out, I really would appreciate it, absolutely. And if you're moved to do something more, please, givesendgo.com/helpjeffhelp. Congressman Bob Good, Congressman Chip Roy, join us moments from now. It's Jeff Katz in for my dear friend Todd, and this is The Todd Starnes Show.
Live.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee. It's America's conservative blowtorch.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah.
It is the Todd Starnes Show. Jeff Katz, happy to be sitting in for my dear friend Todd. A lovely, amazing, beautiful Friday afternoon. Well, it is for me, anyway. I'm upright, I'm breathing, looking out on grass and flowers and trees, and I don't know about you, I'm grateful for the day that God has given me today. I really am. I'm a little concerned about some of the things that I'm seeing as I join you from the Liberty University studios. Looking at ToddStarnes.com, I'm still trying to make heads or tails out of this affidavit filed by the FBI requesting a search warrant for Mar-a-Lago, President Trump's home, former President Trump's home. And the implications that somehow former President Trump just packed up his own boxes and moved everything from D.C. To South Florida. I mean, it is crazy. It is just absolutely ludicrous. And one part of it that's not blanked out, and remember, about half of it is blanked out. One of it says, well, you know, this really came to our attention when a local television station in Florida had a picture of some moving trucks at Mar-a-Lago. Do you realize how big Mar-a-Lago is? Do you know how many people are in and out of there, how much material, how much equipment is there, delivery trucks, moving trucks? I'd be willing to bet you if you sat outside there any day of the year, you would see trucks there. It just doesn't make any sense to me. But then there's a lot that doesn't make sense to me. Bidenflation that is raging right now. The amazing student loan forgiveness that we're seeing right now, thanks to Joe Biden. He says he's the king. He can just make the laws as he goes along. Whatever he wants to do. It's insanity. And I don't like it. Well, tell you somebody who was fighting a good fight. Let me tell you about that. There are people in D.C. You know, we look at D.C. and oftentimes we think, oh, they're just all part of this. They're not all part of it. You do have a handful of folks standing up, fighting against this sort of insanity on, frankly, a daily basis. Congressman Bob Good, who represents the 5th District in my beloved Commonwealth of Virginia, happens to be one of those folks, and he is joining us on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line right now. Congressman, welcome, my friend.
Thank you, Jeff. Great to be with you. Appreciate you having me.
Absolutely, sir. So I don't know if you've had a chance to look at the redacted affidavit at all. If you have, any sort of gut check reactions?
Well, I would just say in general terms, this unprecedented action further demonstrates the willingness of this administration to continue to weaponize the federal government and all of its resources and assets towards their political opponents. They're not concerned about the precedent that they're setting with these actions because they're going for broke here, doing everything and anything they can to harm our former president, to try to tarnish his ability to be our next president, and they will stop at nothing, as evidenced by what they've done. You know, presidents, as we know, have historically had the ability, of course, to whatever they consider to be declassified is in effect declassified. They take with them, or their staff does anyway, to their private residence, to their library, to their offices with them, many of the personal effects and papers and things like that. And the government has the ability to come back and say, hey, we're concerned about this part. We'd like to get this back or what have you. And they could have done that through traditional means, through traditional methods. Every indication is President Trump was fully cooperating with the government would, you know, had them come and look at it in advance and see it previously, and they could have just come through normal channels and say, hey, we'd like to get this kind of material back for whatever reason. I'm sure he would have continued to cooperate there. But as we know, Jeff, what they want, no matter who you are, whether you're President Trump, whether you're my friend Scott Perry, the chairman of our House Freedom Caucus, whether you're anyone who has stood up to them or stood up as a parent at a school board meeting or whomever you might be, they want the threats, the intimidation, the harassment to show you what happens when you stand in their way and you resist what is increasingly becoming an administration that's acting like a third world country, a banana republic, a totalitarian state, a police state, if you will. And even the former president is not immune to that.
Are you ever worried that they're going to come after Congressman Bob Good? Because you're standing up and fighting the good fight as well.
Well, you have to, and look at what happened with my friend Marjorie Taylor Greene, and while this was not at the federal level, but it just demonstrates just recently what the left will do, where she had the local police come to her home in the middle of the night armed because they'd gotten a report of a situation there. Evidently someone on the left trying to cause a situation, create a situation where someone might have gotten hurt in the middle of the night, you know, as these folks come to her home, these, you know, local police trying to do their job, but getting a tip, anonymous tip from some crazy leftist who wants to try to cause a situation. It just shows what lengths they will do. You don't hear Democrats condemn the violence on the left. You don't hear them condemn the violence in our city streets that have been happening over these last couple of years in these blue cities, these BLM riots and so forth. You don't hear them condemn the treatment of the January 6th prisoners. You don't hear them condemn the the threats against our Supreme Court justices. Right. And it just continues. They will do stop at nothing to retain power. And so that's why the American people have to show up en masse. Yes. On November 8th, and reject this and overwhelm them at the polls and send a resounding message that we will live free, that we will not be governed by tyrants or tyranny. And so I think that's going to happen on November 8th.
I sure hope so. Congressman Bob Good is joining us on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line, represents the 5th District in my beloved Commonwealth of Virginia. Bob, let me ask you about President Biden saying, well, look, I'm wearing a robe. Now, in his case, it seems to be a bathrobe most of the time as opposed to the robe that the royalty wears. But he seems to think he's the king and just can forgive all of this student debt. I mean, number one, do you think that it's legal? And number two, what does this do to the economy if they take $300 to $500 billion off the books?
Yeah, they don't seem to have. They've demonstrated they have no concern about the Constitution or the law. They've done things already and been reprimanded, of course, by the Supreme Court and by the judicial branch. But they'll say, as we know, Nancy Pelosi saying a year ago, "Hey, the president doesn't have the authority to do this." The education secretary saying a year ago, "We don't have the authority to do this." And then what they do is they say, "What the heck? Let's do it anyway. Perhaps we can have it take effect before it's successfully challenged legally. Once we've done the harm and we've forgiven these loans and people have gotten notice that they no longer owe the money, how do we reverse that? How do we go back to the citizens and say, no, you still owe the money that the federal government has told you you do not? This is buying votes. This is the most base, crass level of how low the Democrat Party is stooping, exacerbating the fiscal situation, the inflationary situation, forcing lower-income, fixed-income, middle-income Americans to pay off the student loans of people, households making up to $250,000. You know, we all know that the top 40% of income earners own about 60% of the student loan debt. Right. It's unbelievable that we would do this. I do believe it's unconstitutional. I do believe it's illegal. I believe that it'll be challenged successfully legally, but then, again, the harm may already be done. But it doesn't make any economic sense to begin with because we continue to subsidize the outrageous increase of higher education. Right. This does nothing but make that worse, encourages these institutions to continue to jack up their prices because now everybody's got an extra $10,000 or up to $20,000 for the lower income folks, not to mention the unfairness of those who never went to college or paid off their student loans or worked their way through college not to incur student loans, and it's going to backfire against them. It is unpopular with the American people. They know that it's not right.
They sure do. Listen, Bob, I always appreciate any opportunity to speak with you. For folks who perhaps are not as familiar with Congressman Bob Good as we in Central Virginia are, is there a good way for them to kind of look at you and, you know, maybe they stand up and they help with your upcoming campaign or they get some insight into what's going on?
Yes, Jeff, they can follow us officially on the congressional side at good.house.gov. Support our campaign by going to bobgoodforcongress.com. Thank you for asking that, Jeff.
Thank you, my friend. Have a blessed weekend, and we will talk soon. That is Congressman Bob Good. He represents the 5th District here in Virginia. It's a very interesting time for me. We've had redistricting here in Virginia, and I remind you that I'm in a beautiful part of Virginia called Hanover County, and during the week, normally, my day job, if you will, is over at News Radio, WRVA, a wonderful, wonderful radio station. We're getting ready to celebrate. I think we're celebrating 100 years. I know Todd's beautiful station, the Mighty 990 KWAM, just celebrated a great anniversary. They had a great party. That looked like fun. But in my neck of the woods, I am being moved from my current congressman, who's a great guy, Rob Whitman, and we're going to get that gentleman right there, Congressman Bob Good. So I'm okay. You know what I mean? Other people are seeing some very strange situations play out. I want to remind you, you're always welcome to jump in, 844-747-8868, 844-747-8868. Again and again, I have to urge you not to be a nudge, but you need to see this affidavit. There are a million other reasons that you should be at ToddStarnes.com. I get it. You want to buy the books. You want to buy merchandise. You want to get updated on every single solitary thing that's going on. Fantastic. But right now, you must look at this affidavit. I just think it ought to give us all a pause. I really do. I don't think there's anything there. I think the actions against President Trump are just completely and totally off the chart. I'm absolutely appalled by what I am seeing. 844-747-8868. If you want to hit me up on social media, on Getter, you're looking for The Jeff Katz Show. On Facebook, you're looking for The Jeff Katz Show. You can always send me an email as well. Happy to read those. Jeff@TheJeffKatzShow.com. Jeff@TheJeffKatzShow.com. It is Jeff Katz in for my friend Todd, and this is The Todd Starnes Show. It's the Todd Starnes Show. Jeff Katz, happy to be sitting in for my friend Todd. I want to tell you about another friend of mine, Mike Lindell. I have been a loyal customer of Mike and MyPillow and all of the MyPillow products for years. They are absolutely amazing. Mike's story, if you've not heard it, get yourself a copy of his book. Seriously, you go to MyPillow.com, you can find it over there. The man went from being a drug addict, a crackhead, like sleeping in a parking lot, to giving jobs to thousands of Americans, creating wealth for thousands of Americans. He's a great guy. But he has two strikes against him. Number one, he is he's a proud Christian. He's a man of faith. And number two, he's an unapologetic conservative. Well, there you go. Cancel culture jumping in saying, oh, we don't want his stuff on store shelves. Why? Well, because we don't want like he believes. You sit back, if you're me, and you think, well, what about the products? Oh, we don't care. Well, I care, and Todd Starnes cares, and this is why I want to remind you about everything you're going to find at MyPillow. Let me just talk a little bit about the towels. May seem an odd place to start, but my shower this morning, I came out, yeah, used the MyPillow towels, because they really, honest to goodness, absorb. They dry. Like, I don't know, I guess it was 2006, Mike Lindell and the team at MyPillow found out that towels had changed. What happened was companies started importing them. They were adding all sorts of softeners and other things. Now, it made the cotton feel good, but it also kept them from working. Well, what did Mike do? He found the best towel company right here in America. They have proprietary technology. They create towels that feel soft, but they actually work. And they're all made with USA cotton. They come with that great MyPillow 60-day money-back guarantee. I know, because I use them every single day. I want you to get a six-piece set. It's two bath towels, two hand towels, two washcloths made with USA cotton, soft yet absorbent. Usually it's $109.99. And by the way, that's a good value. Right now, you get them for $39.99. You go to MyPillow.com. You click on that radio listener special. You get deep discounts on all of the MyPillow products, including the towels. You just enter promo code STARNES, or you can call 1-800-839-8506 for all of those great, great radio offers. Now, it is interesting. I came to the Liberty University studios, where we join you, And I said to Kyle, Kyle, I got a whole bunch of stuff we got to listen to. There's a lot of stuff that people need to hear. And then what happens? The federal government doesn't exactly cooperate. They actually release the redacted version of that FBI affidavit. So I'm a little behind the curve, but I do want you to hear some of this stuff because I swear to you, it really, honest to goodness, is important to hear. So let me start out with cut number seven. Now, this is the education secretary who is claiming that this regal decree from King Joe the Biden somehow has legitimacy. Cut number seven, please.
Speaker Pelosi said last year she thought that this was something a president could not do. It would require an act of Congress. So is this legal?
Yeah. Look, the HEROES Act, page 637 to be exact, provides access, gives me the authority to provide a waiver to ensure that Americans are not worse off after an emergency, a national emergency, which the pandemic was.
Yeah, but the pandemic's over, isn't it? Haven't we all learned, well, you're probably going to get it even when you are vaccinated and boosted. Isn't it now taking on a feel sort of like the flu that, you know, each year it would appear as if there's going to be a slightly different variant. And if you want to get the shot, you get it, or the flu shot, you know, it's up to you. How do you get the power, especially since just months ago, every member of the uber left wing hierarchy, starting with San Fran Nan. No, seriously, Nancy Pelosi came to D.C. She landed broomstick one. She jumped off and said, we don't have the power to do this. And now all of a sudden they read all the way through to page 637. Is it possible they only read the first 636 pages and they just didn't get that they had the power? Which seems odd since they wrote the doggone thing. Now, in addition to that, Gene from Iowa was with us a couple of moments ago. Great guy. Called in at 844-747-8868. He said, Jeff, that elf needs to be dealt with. He's talking about Dr. Fauci, the diminutive CDC dude. Well, Ron DeSantis, who is a tough guy, great governor down in Florida, had a little something to say about that little elf. Cut number two.
And I'm just sick of seeing him. I know he says he's going to retire. Someone needs to grab that little elf and chuck him across the Potomac.
Now, that's a pretty good line, and it's a pretty good clip. But I got news for you. There's one that goes one better. And I just want to make sure we've bleeped everything we need bleeping, right? Because I cannot afford any sort of fines, and Todd can't afford any sort of fines, and Kyle and Grace can't afford any sort of fines. All right, Miss Megyn Kelly, cut number 11.
He sounds like he's been invited to afternoon tea at one of our houses. I will consider it. I'll consider it. You know, only if it's oversight, because what I experienced was personal attacks. I will go if it's true. You, Dr. Fauci. You don't get to say whether you go. You get a congressional subpoena, you show up, or you get the Steve Bannon treatment.
Blank you, Fauci. Yeah, I don't know how you put that on a bumper sticker, but kudos to Miss Megan for making clear what so many of us really do feel about that devilish, diminutive little man and all of the damage that he has done, the horror that he has wrought, especially to our kids. Coming up in a moment, Congressman Chip Roy out of Texas. Looking forward to chatting with him. Jeff in for Todd. It is the Todd Starn Show. Todd Starn Show. Jeff Katz, so happy to be sitting in for my friend Todd, live from the Liberty University studios. I love saying that because I love Liberty University. I love the fact that they are so close to Todd, and Todd is so close to them. I keep reading about their Center for Conservative Media. Chatted with Dave Bratt not too long ago. Dave, as you know, a former congressman from my neck of the woods, Central Virginia. We are more than happy, more than honored, more than thrilled, by the way, to be Todd's affiliate here in Central Virginia News Radio, WRVA. Dave was a congressman here, and he is now the dean out at Liberty University. So I said to him, I said, hey, Dave, I want to come out there, because they're in Lynchburg, as you know. I said, but I want to meet some of the kids. I do. I want to meet this generation of conservative broadcasters because, frankly, it'll make me feel better about everything and anything that we are doing. It really will. It's so infrequent, sadly, that we see real journalism being practiced. Oh, you take a look at the legacy news media folks. Generally speaking, not all of them, I don't want to, you know, smear everybody, but generally speaking, we are talking about water carriers for the left. And it is sad. I mean, really, really, really sad. You got some great folks that have joined us this afternoon. I'm looking as we speak at a tweet that went out from Congressman Chip Roy. Represents the 21st congressional district down in Texas, and he's calling out, no surprise here, the crazy leftists. But I repeat myself, trying to compare those PPP loans to the student loan forgiveness, and rather than me try and explain it, how about we bring Congressman Chip Roy into this as he joins us on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Congressman, thanks for being here.
Yeah, Todd, great to be on, and appreciate that intro. I mean, yeah, I was watching all of this garbage being put forward by not just Democrats, but frankly, some of, you know, blue check mark former Republicans lost their mind after Trump, you know, intelligentsia saying, oh, you know, you're a hypocrite. It's completely absurd, right? I mean, this is a law that was passed by Congress, frankly, as part of a stupid law that spent $2 trillion and paid people not to work and drove up inflation and harmed our economy. But the one slightly redeeming, although it was poorly structured at the outset and we improved it later, a provision was to help businesses that were getting shut down by virtue of the power of government, in essence, a taking. And they want to compare that. And that some of those people happen to be Republican because they, by the way, hate small business owners. And they want to compare that to then writing essentially a blank check, or really a $10,000 check to all of these individuals, probably sociology majors and gender studies majors living in their parents' basements who can't get a job. And they write a $10,000 check as a basically vote buying scheme. I mean, it's outrageous for them to make this comparison. And so, yeah, I felt the need to call it out.
Yeah, well, you certainly did. I'm going to quote Congressman Chip Roy, who called it bullcrap, and I don't think I can say it much more clearly than that. Congressman Roy joining us on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line, and a great opportunity for me as I sit in for Todd to examine this sort of stuff. You know, Congressman, one of the things that you point out here, the leftists really do seem to hold business people in contempt, and they try and paint everybody, I guess, as some sort of multinational operation. You know, in my neck of the woods here in Central Virginia, I walk down the street and I walk into a place like Jake's Place, which is my favorite restaurant, and they say, hey Jeff, good to see you. And I say, hi Wendy and John. And Wendy and John are there on Sunday and Monday when the restaurant is allegedly closed, and they're hardly millionaires or billionaires. I mean, but they hate these guys with a passion.
Yeah, no, you're not wrong at all, Jeff. I am, you know, one of the things I worked on hard, you know, a year and a half ago in the throes of the pandemic was meeting with small business owners. I mean, I spent hundreds of hours when everything was shut down meeting with these longtime restaurants and small business owners across the district, music venues, right? I'm in Austin, Texas, live music venues. The people that were just getting absolutely hammered because they didn't have any walk-in traffic, they were going to go out of business. Now, I don't like federal spending, and I didn't like any of the shutdown policies. There was a moral hazard to having the federal government write a big check to give these people a lifeline when it was a lot of state and local governments shutting stuff down, including, by the way, Texas didn't do everything exactly that it should have done. Mm-hmm. But the one thing I wasn't going to do was allow them to destroy the backbone of American entrepreneurial spirit, the backbone of our of what made this country, and that's the small business owners across the country. The left wants small businesses to fail. They prefer large corporations that are owned by all of these financial institutions driving all of these ridiculous woke ESG standards where they try to run businesses and create policies through that. They're totally in line with crony capitalism and government regulations married to big corporate power, which ends up driving the policies they want to get. They don't like entrepreneurs. They don't like small businesses. They don't even like migrants when they lie and say they do, because migrants are often the small business owners that they're basically sticking it to every single day.
That's right.
So we're going to try to stand up for them.
So you're talking about standing up. I remind everybody, Congressman Chip Roy represents the 21st Congressional District in Texas. He's joining us in the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. You're talking about standing up. It would appear as if the leadership, and in all candor, sir, I'm kind of making those annoying air quotes when I say it, the leadership of our party in the U.S. Senate has already said, yeah, I don't, you know, I'm not really interested in whether we win or lose. Please tell me that you guys on the House side are hanging tough.
Well, there's a block of us, but I would tell you that we've got to do more to get organized to set the fight. I'm trying to lay out what I believe and what the Freedom Caucus took an official position to do, which is to say in September, we should make very clear that we're not going to give them a pen to spend taxpayer money to advance the radical leftist agenda. That we don't believe we should punt a continuing resolution into a lame duck Congress. Mm-hmm. I want to go out with an agenda. I want to inspire Americans. I want to flip the House in November. I want to hold these guys in check. And then I want to have some forceful fights when we get in January. Not one federal dollar should be spent until we make serious changes. First and foremost being that we enact policies that forces them to hold the line at the border. That we enact policies that opens up American oil and gas, energy and nuclear, rather than being beholden to China and all the radical left with their, you know, unicorn energy policies. That we stop vaccine mandates, right? That we make sure that we take on the authoritative state and unwind the power of what the FBI and now IRS agents that have been funded. Let's not fund them. We ought to have those fights. We ought to promise that to the American people, and we ought to act on them. And if we do that, the American people will follow. They want us to engage in this culture battle. And this is a battle for the culture, the spirit, and the soul of this country.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Listen, Congressman, I wish you nothing but strength as you continue to fight this fight. You're one of the few guys who is speaking up so passionately, so powerfully. You and the other members of the Freedom Caucus. And I just want you to know, if people who are not in Texas appreciate what you're doing as well as your constituents.
Well, Jeff, I really appreciate that. And thanks for substituting for Todd. You have a blessed weekend and look forward to visiting again.
Absolutely. You do the same, my friend. That is Congressman Chip Roy, represents the 21st Congressional District down there in the state of Texas. I think that the state of Texas really did something wonderful. Governor Abbott did something wonderful when he said, okay, New York, Washington, D.C., you don't think that there's a crisis down here on our border? You don't think that our schools and our social service agencies are being overrun with illegal aliens coming across the border? Okay. Well, I'll tell you what we're going to do. We're going to help you out. We're going to give you a real life experience. We've got a few buses, and we're going to invite some of the uninvited to visit with you for a while. And he said it wasn't a huge number, by the way, just a couple of busloads here, a couple of busloads there. But he sent them to Washington, D.C., sent them to New York City. Muriel Bowser, the far left wing Democrat mayor of Washington, D.C., said, oh, my God, what are we going to do? These people have no skills. They don't speak the language. We don't have any place to house them. They're not ready for some sort of employment. What are we going to do? She asked the federal government not once but twice to send in the National Guard. Now, I do have to take my hat off to the folks inside the federal government who said no. I mean, it's the same thing, of course, they've said to Texas, but okay. So she's in a crisis. Well, she's in a crisis because she said it was perfectly fine for illegal aliens to overrun the system in Texas or Arizona, but, you know, not in D.C. And then Eric Adams. There's a guy who's bat crap crazy. I mean, it really is. Far left-wing lunatic up there in New York, the mayor. What does he do? Well, he actually throws a party. Oh, we're thrilled that all the illegal aliens showed up. And we're going to show them how great it is to be a New Yorker. Okay. Do you know what he did? He had everybody sign up for free health care. Got all the children enrolled in schools. Gave them food cards, cell phones. And here's the kicker. Since they didn't have any place to stay, the city of New York, well, that doesn't have a job, the city itself, the taxpayers of the city of New York are using their tax dollars, well, Mayor Adams is using them, to pay for luxury hotel rooms for the illegal aliens. That's something, huh? I had a crazy idea. What about the homeless veterans who are living on the streets in New York. You think there's any chance they could get a room at one of these luxury hotels? I think a lot of them would be happy even with a non-luxury hotel, maybe like a Motel 6 somewhere, just they wouldn't be living on the streets. But Mayor Adams doesn't seem to care about them. You know, I mentioned a couple of moments ago, chatting with Dave Bratt, that all that's missing is Dave and Todd and me sitting on the porch with some tea, and that I'm just having this vision. And now it reminds me of Life Change Tea. You know, they're having their big summer sale. You buy three, you get one free. And this summer, really, you can make a commitment to feel your very best. This is one of Todd's favorites. Life Change Tea, an amazing, natural, gentle cleanse. Use it daily for optimum gut health, and Todd drinks it every single day. Right combination of 12 herbs, comes in three delicious flavors, natural, peppermint, pomegranate. Life Change Tea, it's actually been around since 2007, made right here in the USA, easy to brew. Keep it in your fridge, you drink it daily. It is summertime, and let's face it, we all love a big glass of tea, and that's why Todd is drinking Life Change Tea. Here's how you get some. You go to GetTheTea.com. Yeah, use the discount code TODD10 to get an additional $10 off plus free shipping. That's over $50 savings. Again, GetTheTea.com. Use the discount code TODD and the number 10 for an additional $10 off plus free shipping. Make sure you're also, while you're online, headed to ToddStarnes.com. All sorts of amazing information there. Beautiful, beautiful items as well. Get a copy of Todd's newest book, that Daily Devotional. Great. Great stuff at ToddStarnes.com. It is Jeff in for my friend Todd, and this is the Todd Starnes Show. It's the Todd Starnes Show. Jeff Katz, happy to be sitting in for Todd. Oh, my goodness, so much that you and I have been chatting about as we've headed through the last couple of hours. If you missed anything, please make sure you head over to ToddStarnes.com, ToddStarnes.com. And it's your one-stop shop, but you ought to be stopping over there a number of times each and every day. I'm serious. I look at it as a great source of information, wonderful material. Todd is always on top of everything. His team is always on top of everything. ToddStarnes.com. That's where I was able to see and continue to look at this affidavit filed by an FBI agent asking for that warrant to search Mar-a-Lago. Just craziness, I think, but what are you going to do? I want to remind you, joining you from the Liberty University studios, and you always have an opportunity to jump in, 844-747-8868, 844-747-8868. Rusty is in North Carolina. He's joining us, listening to us on the talk station. Rusty, welcome.
Hello, welcome. Hope you're having a good day.
I am indeed, sir.
My question is, supposedly Mitch McConnell went to a great deal of trouble and got all kinds of hundreds of judges appointed, supposedly. But where are they? Whenever President Trump did any executive order, within a day or two, some judge was shooting it down and making them wait to get it through court.
Yeah.
So my question is, okay, Republicans, where are all these judges? Don't tell me you can't find one to address this issue of the Mar-a-Lago.
Yeah, I think it's a good point, Rusty. I really do, and I appreciate the call. Where are the judges? What will President Trump do? I think we also have to be brutally honest about something. The establishment simply doesn't like Donald Trump. The establishment doesn't like us. Those who are the professional swamp dwellers, those who figured out, hey, I have these great cufflinks and a great little lapel pin that gets me in places that other people can't go. I like that. I think that's what happens with a lot of these folks when they go to D.C. You and I elect people to say, hey, I'm a man of the people. I'm a woman of the people. I'm going to go there. I'm going to do the right thing for the right reasons. I'm not going to be sucked in. And then they get there. And it's that Potomac air, that rarefied air, where all of a sudden you have a whole slew of people telling them just how special they are. And they're treating them in a special way. They can't go over there because, oh, gosh, that's where the regular folks are. I don't want to be with the great unwashed. They have special men's rooms and ladies' rooms and dining rooms. Special subway to ride underneath the streets in D.C. that you and I are not allowed to ride on. Well, we pay for them. We're just not allowed to ride on them. And unfortunately, some of these folks, a lot of these folks, get to D.C. and say, wow, I really like this. For me, personally, I know you didn't ask, but I'm going to tell you anyway. For me, personally, I look at my life. And I try as best I can to live a life of service. I really do. I really do. I donate a lot of time. I volunteer a lot of time. You don't hear me necessarily talking about that. Even on my regularly scheduled show on News Radio WRVA in Central Virginia, I just do it because it's the right thing to do. But sometimes it's tough, right? Sometimes you look at it and go, well, it'd be nice to be special once in a while. And then at least for me, I take a look at my kids. I mean, I certainly look at Heidi and, you know, I love her and she loves me and all the rest of that good stuff. But I look at my kids. I look at those two boys and I think, well, that's my responsibility right there. I happen to believe that that is a God-given responsibility. I think it's a sacred obligation to raise those boys to be good men. And I've tried to do that. And I haven't always been successful. And Lord knows I fail every single day at a lot of stuff. But I'm hoping that I've helped them to become good men at some point in their lives. I'm hoping that Heidi and I are doing what's right to be good stewards of our daughter, Julia, who, as I've said, is going to be with us forever because of her disabilities. And so I do what I do because I think it's the right thing to do. It's as simple as that. If you want to learn more, by the way, you can go to givesendgo.com/helpjeffhelp. I've got the whole story up there. givesendgo.com/helpjeffhelp. Thank you very much to Grace and to Kyle and to Todd and to you for allowing me to sit in for my dear friend and one of America's greatest broadcasters and amazing writer as well, Todd Starnes. Hope you have a blessed day, a wonderful, wonderful weekend. It is Jeff Katz in for Todd, and this, of course, the Todd Starnes Show.
Three-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.